This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning. Good to have you with us on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to talk today. We're going to have fun. My daughter used to love this place, the Discovery Science Place. Tammy Urias and Carol Whiteside are with us. Talk about it.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, let me explain that. We lived here before. My daughter's 28 now, but we lived here before and used to take her all the time. She could spend a week in there. It's a terrific, terrific place for everybody. Let's talk about Founders Day, which is coming up with the Discovery Science Place. Who wants to tackle that one first? Carol?
All right. Yeah, I'd love to talk about it. So we're really excited. Founders Day is June 14th from 10 to 2. And the most exciting part is this year it's free thanks to our generous and wonderful sponsors. We have the main museum open. We have activities in the parking lot. We have activities in the annex, as well as our new skating rink will be open during that time too.
And I want to talk about that. How old is the Discovery Science Place?
Well, we were officially opened in 1993, so we are 32 years old. But part of our history is back in 90 and 91, the Junior League did several pop-up hands-on please exhibits that were in the mall parking lot and that were around in different classrooms. And they were really popular, so the community saw a need for a potential permanent place to do these great hands-on activities. Then in 1993, we opened the doors.
I assume it's gotten bigger and better, obviously, since then. As a matter of fact, when I was here before, one of the places I worked was Channel 19. I was there when they put that exhibit up.
Oh, really?
You can be a little anchor person. You can be a little weather person. Explain that if you would.
Yeah, well, our mission is igniting curiosity in young minds through fun, hands-on exploration. Mm-hmm. So all of our exhibits are about getting to do something that maybe you couldn't do at home and earning. So particularly at the news station, you can be on camera, you can be behind the camera, shuffle through the different camera views, you could be on the cooking show, or you can be the anchor,
you can be the director.
Lots of opportunities there.
And then it's taped, if I'm recalling correctly, and you get to watch yourself back. How did I do? Yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, right now we don't have that section anymore.
Okay.
Sometimes we have a screen where you can see it live, but you know, like our exhibits over time, some things change and some things wear out. So we are actually, that one is in the process of getting a little renovation.
Okay.
So stay tuned to see. We're hopefully going to have a green screen and really be able to maybe throw some weather in there as well.
And that's, I know when people tour a TV station, that's always the most fascinating thing, is that the weather guy's not looking at a map.
Right. Yes.
Right.
He's standing in front of a big green wall and looking at a TV monitor.
Yes.
Tammy, if you had to summarize what the Discovery Science Place is all about, how is it, you know, 50,000 foot view of Discovery Science Place?
I like to tell people we are a hands-on children's museum located in downtown Tyler. But like Carol said, our mission is the hands-on aspect of going in and learning stuff. And so you're not just coming to a museum to read the walls. Kids are actually getting to interact and put their hands and have a tangible reaction and a learning experience at our museum. And so we're very proud of that. And so every single exhibit we have has some kind of hands-on aspect to it. So, you know, you're not just going to go in the news station. You get to be the newscaster. You know, you're not just going to go look at the light bright. You get to go touch it and learn and see how things feel and walk through our cave and be the pirate on our ship. So that's really important to us.
We had to practically use dynamite to get her off the ship when my daughter was there. Absolutely love that part. Let's talk about some of the exhibits. As you're walking through Discovery Science Place, I mean, you built a cave.
Yes.
Yes. Huge cave built on site that will never go anywhere. I mean, you know, it's part of the foundation. It has an earthquake simulator. It has where you can learn about bats, a little bit about volcanoes.
Fossils.
Fossils.
Minerals.
Yes. And just my favorite part.
Are there fake bats in there? Is that?
There are.
There are.
Yes. And oh, okay.
Yes, you can hear, you can learn a little bit about echolocation.
Okay.
But I think, so we used to say this when my kids were little, we would call something a brave challenge. If maybe you were scared, but you know, it's a challenge.
Sure.
Come out on the other side and be brave. I can't tell you how many kids going through the cave is a brave challenge because it's kind of dark. It's kind of spooky, but very interesting.
It's the kind of thing my daughter loved. Yeah.
So we'd love to see, come around the corner and see someone who just kind of ran off the earthquake simulator and is really excited to be in the cave.
Does it surprise them? Is it like suddenly there's an earthquake?
They push the button.
Oh, okay.
They are in control of it, but you've got both the sound and the movement, so it can be.
So they may not know what's coming.
Yes.
Interesting. And the pirate ship. Explain the pirate ship.
It's life-size,
It's next to the cave, right?
Correct. Yeah, and it was built to model after some famous ship. Do you know, remember?
Oh, well, I just know that whole area is kind of modeled. It's after the Gulf of Mexico because we have some sounds up there that are sounds of the Gulf.
Yeah, so it's life-size. We have a stairway that goes up to it. We also have an entrance that comes from the cave. So as they're walking through the cave, it's kind of swirling upwards, and then it'll walk over to the pirate ship. So you can be on top, on deck, and then we also have like an under part as well, where we have our duck race exhibit. So,
your what again?
Duck race exhibit.
Duck race exhibit.
Yes. And so that was sponsored by one of our plumbing companies here in Tyler.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like the hands-on aspect, learning about plumbing and how toilets work and stuff like that. Just some of the trades in Tyler. I know, which is fascinating, but the kids actually get to race ducks. You can race it with your parents or friends, and you just stick it in a tube and see there's flowing water in there, and then you see who wins.
As long as the ducks don't go down the toilet. That's
the important thing. Yes, we have a lot of mechanisms to make sure we catch them. But we had it's actually Rub-A-Dub Plumbing. They came out to redo our old cast iron, and they were there and they thought, you know, y'all don't have a lot about the trades. And so that's one thing that Tammy and I worked really hard on the last few years, are opening up our exhibits to different sponsors in the community. And some of those can just be remain the same. We create new exhibits or update a current exhibit. So Rub-A-Dub came in and worked with us and our team and built the duck races in their shop and then brought it over. And it took several iterations to get it just right. But they're amazing in the community. So now they've come back. They'll be at Founders Day with a larger duck race that they actually made
2.0.
For, I think, the Touch-A-Truck.
Right.
So, we just continue to build our relationship with them.
Well, it's a good point because the trades incorporate science of their own.
Absolutely.
Whether it's an electrician or a plumber or a mechanic, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a thought, you know, down the road, expanding on that a little bit?
Really is. So our newest exhibit is called Powering the Future, and it opened in March.
Yeah, I've got it here.
I love that. So that's really the biggest exhibit we've opened since we opened our doors in 1993, and it's talking about energy in all of its forms and really the vital role of petroleum in our everyday lives. But it has a big section on careers. Part of what you'll see in a lot of our exhibits are ways for kids to dress up, maybe in a medical coat, maybe in a chef outfit or fire station gear.
Yeah.
So then this part kind of takes it even further. We have a big wall with all the career, well, not all, it wouldn't fit on one wall, but a lot of a variety of careers you could go into in the energy field. So we want, even if you're 2 or 3 having fun dressing up, but maybe you're 8, 9, or 10 and you're really thinking about what are you interested in?
Right.
And I was a teacher for a long time, and I do think we said college, and I think we're seeing now that we didn't talk about the trades, other trade opportunities that you can really make good money, and they're very needed and really hands-on, and I think that we definitely need to tell kids there's a lot of things you can do when you grow up.
Oh, yeah. Years ago, I was doing a story about auto mechanics when I was on TV, talking to one of the big Cadillac dealers in Houston, and he said, those guys back in the shop, they're making 6 figures, and this was years ago.
Yes.
They're doing well. He said a lot of them have a second house, you know, a lake house and a boat and all that. So,
we've done a disservice.
Yeah, there's money to be made. Yeah. My dad was an electrical engineer. And after he retired, he taught at the local junior college. Mm-hmm. Just men and women who wanted to be electricians.
Yeah.
The basic stuff.
Yeah.
So, and he found it very, very fulfilling.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those trades, too, you're not behind a desk, but, you know, so much of the people are just behind a computer all day, but you're actually out in the field solving problems and interacting with people. I think it is cool.
Yeah. And I noticed I was looking through the photographs of the facility. You even have a veterinary office.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
So we have one side that we call hometown, and it's supposed to be like our hometown here in Tyler. Uh-huh. And have the things that you would see in the community. We have the Brookshire's grocery station, Southside Bank. We're about to open Hawkins Automotive, which we cannot wait for the kids to get in there. But yeah, they can go into the vet.
Become one of those six-figure mechanics.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But we have a lot of kids love animals, and then the baby nursery, the Christus nursery, is next door. So they get to go in there. They can dress up like a vet. They have different things, the little cones you can put on the stuffed animals, and you can give them little shots and
cone
medicine.
Of shame.
Yeah, cone of shame. And we love it because the walls are wrapped, and one has Therapet and has some of the different animals that are currently in service. And we've had Therapet come out with those animals, and there they are on the wall wrap, and then there they are interacting with the guests.
So they actually, some animals, they bring animals over?
Therapet has brought animals over, yes.
How cool.
It is cool.
That wasn't there when my daughter went years ago. So
that's the beauty of growing our partnerships in the community and getting them to come out to Discovery Science.
And they just, I've seen photographs of kids with shopping carts full of groceries and all.
Yes. They love the little shoppers is some of my favorite too, to see the little 2-year-olds, toddling around pushing their grocery carts. And what they put in them is pretty interesting too. Mm-hmm. Like you might get a baby from the nursery, in the shopping cart because they're little mamas now. And then they go to the bank and they're collecting their groceries and stuff like that.
So. And Brookshire's wants to teach them how to shop.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Come to our store. Yes. Yeah. Back to the powering the future. I know Mewburn Oil was involved in that, right?
Yes.
Are they the primary
sponsor? They are. They're our title sponsor.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And did they come to you? Did you go to them? How does it work? Because I know sponsors are a big part of this.
They are. That's a great question. I can talk a little bit specifically about energy, and then Tammy, being our development director, can talk more in general. So we formed, before my time, we had received a little bit of money to do some sort of energy exhibit from the Tyler Chamber Energy Subcommittee.
Okay.
And so then COVID happened, and then, some change in leadership. And we had one member on our board who we have different committees, and one is a programs and exhibits committee, and that is where we're looking at what kind of programs do we want to do, like Founders Day as an example, and what kind of exhibits do we want to have. Well, this original money was $7,500, and I mean, while that's really great, and but it,
you'll take it.
We'll take it, but it took a lot. We ended up raising over $500,000 for the So what we did was we made an ad hoc committee with members in the community, and one of those was Brent Jasper of Jasper Ventures, who's a oil and gas company, and so Brent is a member of the museum, has kids who are in the museum, so has a love for DSP. And so he found a couple of his employees to be on our committee. And we worked together for over 3 years, just building the content, working with a company out of Dallas. But by having those members that were helping us, they were able to help us introduce, they're the ones who introduced us to Drew Robeson and Ken Waits over at Mewburn. And so then it just kind of grew. We started networking with more members in their community. And because of those relationships, we were able to come together. We met Tom Trimble, with Encore and just, all kinds of people in the energy field that grew our networking base for sure.
Yeah.
And so then they all came together and generously provided for us to be able to open this exhibit.
Well, and energy in the state of Texas, as much as we focus on oil, it has become so diverse.
Yes.
A little of everything. We do more wind than any other state, which probably surprises a lot of people.
So part of the things we have the a touch screen where you can look at where our electricity is coming from in the state of Texas through the ERCOT dashboard. It's a live feed, so you can see usually in June where it's sunny days every day. So you can see, and you can toggle back to the previous 24 hours so kids could see at night that energy is not going to be coming from solar or a windy day. Yeah, it is from wind, but Texas itself is so large and diverse. We have all of that information.
We have everything, and you don't know how much I am resisting an ERCOT joke.
I don't know.
Just the board goes down at some point. Never mind. So the Powering the Future, that is up now?
It is. It's been open since the grand opening was in April.
So, okay. Yeah,
it's a permanent exhibit.
Okay.
So it'll be here for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the ice skating. When did you start ice skating? That wasn't there when my daughter was young.
No. Well, you know, 30 plus years ago, one of our original founders, they actually brought, she was also executive director at DSP one time, Joyce mm-hmm. Buford, and she brought an ice rink, but it was a real one, and it was put back in the hometown section of Discovery Science Place. Mm-hmm. And so we thought for our 30th anniversary, this is when it kind of started formulating in our heads. We were like, what if we brought back the ice rink for our 30th anniversary? What if we did that? Mm-hmm. And so we started researching options, and synthetic is much easier to, you know, the upkeep is much easier than it would be for a real ice rink. So we started researching that. And that's when we came back to the conclusion of doing a synthetic ice rink.
So it's not ice.
It's not. It is a plastic that...
But it has 90% of the glide of real ice. And you use the real metal blades, real skates.
Yeah. Use real skates?
Real
you
skates. Do. And we've seen real people fall. I mean, just like...
including me.
And it doesn't ruin the plastic?
No. Well, and you know, they say as it cuts in there, it's a polymer that kind of releases something that will keep it more slick over time. Now, you know, is that a sales pitch? But, you know.
We'll find out. So far, so good.
Yeah.
So this isn't the first year, though.
It was in last November. Okay. We opened it in the fall.
Okay.
And then we've just reopened it this week for summer skating and birthday parties year round. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really unique to have that here in Tyler.
Well, yeah. And you don't have to freeze your buns off when the ice is pretend.
It's true. But like she said, it's still as slippery or almost as slippery. Mm-hmm. So we built these little, I call them training wheel things, and it's like, you know, made out of PVC pipe, and I push that around whenever I'm skating.
It's for the kids, but Tammy uses it.
I have to kind of bend over a little bit.
Basically, it's a walker.
Let's be honest.
It's a walker. So that opens today, actually, as we tape this on the 5th.
Yes, right now, people are skating today.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. How are the crowds? I'm guessing the kids just adore this.
The skating rink or
the whole schmear.
Yeah. So we had about 73,000 visitors last year. So people love coming to the Discovery Science Place.
I think that's our highest numbers from the records that I've seen. It just keeps increasing every year.
Yeah. And definitely, I don't know the stats totally yet, obviously, for this year, but it's always more. We have about 9,000 kids who come on field trips to visit with their schools. Yeah. And we love being a valued member of the community, and we love seeing everybody's faces when they come to visit.
It is a community. Getting into some of the nuts and bolts, how is it funded? Obviously you have sponsors, you have admissions, all of that. Is that all, or is the city a part of this? How do we do this?
Yeah, we have several revenues or avenues of funding for sure. Mm-hmm. We do apply for grants, so we have some grants that help fund it. Our events probably cover maybe 41% of our revenue that comes in. We have exhibit sponsors, like Carol mentioned, so we're continually finding partners in the community to help us raise money to update the exhibits and keep them relevant and make some changes and stuff. What else am I missing?
Yeah, I think, so Tammy said, I think 40% of, so we have two budgets. We won't get into all that, but 40% one budget, but about 75% of our total revenue is the gate sales, camps, skating, the gift shop, those kind of things. And we get to apply every year to the city for some of their hotel occupancy tax, the hot funds.
Right.
And so that's always something that we count on each year, too.
Well, let's talk about birthday parties and events and that sort of thing. You're available for that.
Yes. Yeah. We have lots of several different classrooms that people can reserve for the birthday parties.
Birthday parties every Saturday, Sunday. We also have a big growing area for us, our private party. So a lot of people are wanting to rent out the museum on a Friday or Saturday night. Uh-huh. They can rent the skating rink as well and have both buildings. So we think it's still a pretty affordable birthday party compared to some other options in town. And so we wanted to keep it that way. And we love, we can do nine parties on a Saturday.
Nine?
Yes, nine.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you have to space them out, I would presume?
Yes, there's a whole system, yes. And we have Amy, our guest services manager, takes care of all of that. But we have a lot of student employees that are part-time that work with our guests on the floor. And they're the ones who go in and they're kind of the party hosts. And they'll you do a craft. You can make a volcano or make some cool slime. And so
I'm sitting here looking at the details. You can get up to 30
Yes, you can have 30 guests.
In your birthday party. Yes. You can skate from 10 to 11, you got the party room, et cetera, et cetera. I see. And it's spaced out through the day.
We did open up. We have two classrooms that are like we use for camp right now, but they're by the skating rink. And so those are luckily now we have a whole other skating party that we didn't have before. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And we have several employee events as well, even with the ice skating rink. And then this year they would have just their employee appreciation, annual parties at DSP. We've had that. We have our second one coming up. So it's pretty interesting.
So
too,
actual the, grown people the can grown come up. In and do
yeah.
this.
And play they can have and bring their too. Families. And they've really enjoyed that. Those have been a big hit too.
I would pay to see some of my colleagues on the pirate ship.
So we do a couple of adult events also that aren't, but one of them is booze and bourbon in the fall. And last year,
now you're talking. Yeah,
the speakeasy was on the top of the ship.
Yes.
So, and it was kind of hidden. You had to find it. And so it was a lot of fun. You got to have the little VIP space up there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So if somebody, obviously, just give you a call if somebody wanted to book a birthday party.
Absolutely.
Or
go to our website.
Office party or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they can find all the details on the website. And mostly, I think they can book online. Some of those they may have to call, but all the information's on our website.
Okay. Tell me about summer camp. What do you...
It started this week. Wow.
All right.
So we rotate themes every week, and they're all on the website. It's just a lot of fun. We really open it up to ages 5 through 8, which is about kindergarten through second grade. They get an hour where they have the museum to themselves in the morning, which is really exciting. They get a little use of the ice skating rink, and then just fun activities in the classrooms, and then science demonstrations, all kinds of... Number one is fun, but there's a lot of educational component as well. And we have two options. You can do a half day, either morning or afternoon, or you can bring your lunch and stay for the whole day. And all of that is on the website.
We
want to try to accommodate parents' schedules and maybe you're 5 and you're not ready for a whole day of camp, but you could come for a morning session and kind of get used to that.
Can't imagine a 5-year-old wanting to even leave the place.
Yes, usually the truth, yes.
It's continuous so that you can pick the dates that you're going to do, or
it's by week. So you you would sign up for an entire week, but you could do all 9 weeks. You could do
you really want the kid out of your hair.
That's why. So each week is different. So they could come every week and not get bored and learn something new.
Do you are there science? Do you work with experts to make sure that all the exhibits are accurate and all that sort of thing? How does that work?
That's a good question. Now, we have a lot of experts locally. We're partnered with UT Tyler, so we have access to...
You would have several.
Yes. But we work with TJC a lot, too. Uh-huh. And their professors and their STEM club, they come out to a lot of our events in the UT Tyler Chemical Society. We do a STEM Like a Girl event in the fall around Engineers Week. We have local female STEM professionals who come out and teach those sessions. Mm-hmm. When we did the energy exhibit, obviously we had... all of our peer group committee that were local experts, and then we worked with a company out of Dallas Museum Arts, and then they have, researchers, content writers, and all of that. So we rarely do anything one person. We're in a big collaborative space, which allows us to make sure we get the best information.
How much has the Science Place expanded over the years? How did it start and get to where it is now?
Well, it started with the pop-ups, I believe. Yeah, back with the junior league, like Carol mentioned.
Right.
And then we opened our doors in 93.
Yeah.
And then we still had just the two galleries then, right?
Yeah, and we just had the main building. And then in
I can't
early, the early 2000s, We were able to get the annex building next door, and that was also through the Junior League. So it's really the Junior League annex. And then that's where we would bring in traveling exhibits, and now where the skating rink is. And we're just looking to, we had a big shop space over there, and we've kind of moved that, and that's about 1,500 square feet. So we're running out of space, number one, is our problem.
Well,
so we're
always downtown or in a building. So
landlocked on parking.
Yeah, there's a natural limit there.
So we moved our offices to the annex, and we gutted that and made more exhibit space. So back in the, I don't know when it,
the train,
so we used to have everyone, it was 25 years ago, we got the big train table, which the kids can push buttons. They're the Lionel trains, and everyone loves them. But the upkeep after a while, we just, you know, we couldn't keep them running
all the time.
They're antique. So it's actually Billy and Tisa Hibbs. It was their, they're one of our sponsors, and it was their son's train project when he
I
was
remember
younger.
The
Do
train
you remember
set.
That? Yeah. So we're just about on Founders Day. They have redesigned an entire new train that's going to be open on Founders Day. And we put that in one of our old office areas and just gutted the space. I mean, it's...
Lionel's still in business, I think. So, yeah, you can get a new train. Yeah.
Yes, but apparently we use the, you know, I guess there's several generations of trains. And you know, some train lovers love the older ones.
I claim to be an expert.
I know, and I'm not either. But we're so excited. They wanted, the Hibs wanted it to be interactive. There's 14 different buttons. And I can't give away a lot of it because it's kind of a secret. You'll have to come to the grand opening. It's not really a secret, but we want y'all to come out and see it. But there's going to be so many different things that the kids are going to be blown away when they push buttons. I mean, they have worked so hard on this new train. And I think it's going to blow all of our minds. Yeah. It's coming this, they're bringing it, they've been building it in Dallas, and they're actually bringing it on Saturday to start installation. So very exciting.
So the big revealing will be on Founders Day.
On Founders Day. Which again is?
June 14th.
14th.
10 to 2.
Okay.
And free admission. So we're really wanting the community to come out and help us celebrate our birthday. And lots of different STEM activities and stuff will be on Founders Day as well.
Yeah.
Excited.
And again, we want to emphasize, always open to new sponsorships and ideas. As long as you have the room for it.
Absolutely.
What is in the works? What is planned for down the road?
The train, number one. Number two, Hawkins Automotive, which we think the majority of that should be in by June 14th.
Is it going to be like a little garage?
It is. A little garage with little lifts, little interactive tools. There's already a timeline up. It's got this really cool black and white checkered floor. There's a timeline kind of the history of cars, the history of automotive. And then... you know, the Junior League continues to be such a big part of us from our founding, from, you know, to the annex to now. We've just received a large grant from them. And so it's all, the timeline is still in the works, but by the end of 2025 or early 2026, we're going to be opening a whole new exhibit called the Junior League of Tyler's Performance Playground at the Discovery Science Place. So if you've been recently behind the courtyard, kind of, or the, sorry, the courthouse, by Azalea Orthopedics, we have a bunch of it's a space area. It's called Orion, and we have objects on loan from NASA, and they've been on temporary loan for about a year. Yeah, they're really cool. They'll be up through the summer if anyone wants to come and check them out. But then at the end of the summer, we're going to close that space down, and we're going to start building the performance playground. So that's going to be huge. Very exciting.
Dance, theater, music, what?
Well, a little bit of every movement, moving your body. We've got, it's, we learned this when we were doing research, physical and digital experiences together are called fidgetal experience, kind of the, think about, you know, like a VR headset. If you were moving, you know, it'd be kind of like that. So we've got a, one is a projector onto the floor, and there's over 100 different activities. It could be hopscotch, it could be soccer, but as the kids, it's constantly interacting with a sensor, and it'll change the scene on the floor. There's one on the wall as well. It could be basketball. It could be, there's an aquarium scene where you're kind of throwing targets.
The solar system.
The solar system. Yeah, I love that one. On the floor, and the kids can jump on the planets. So it's a little bit of exercise. And then there's going to be two almost like a batting cage built, but they'll have radar guns. You can test your speed for throwing and kicking. We're not doing any batting, you know. We don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah, a little liability there.
And then a little basketball area where you can test your jump height, and you can have a little bit of friendly competition. Mm-hmm. Several of us are big basketball fans, so we want to. We're building that in house, so we're really excited to be able to do that. All thanks to the Junior League.
Indeed, thanks to all of them, and thanks to you guys. We're just flat out of time. Okay, Founders Day coming up on the
June 14th, Saturday, from 10 to 2,
and it's free.
So just show up.
Just show up.
Okay, yeah. I love it. Thank you both, Tammy, Carol.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you guys. This show, after it airs on the weekend, will be available on the website. And we will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.